Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I teased before we took a break here that COVID was a lottery win for investors.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you not see what happened in the markets? How's that a lottery win?
I did see what happened in the markets, and I'm a bit fired up about this, okay?
So
let's do some railing
Should I sit back a bit?
And... Yeah. If I start talking with my hands and I punch in the face, I'm sorry about that.
It's intentional, I know.
Okay.
It's intentional.
So here's what I mean by this, okay? We went through a pretty wicked correction. S&P 500 at its lowest point, off 34% from its highs. Lots of people very, very scared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Same sort of experience when things, like the feeling when things fell back in 2008-09. But here's the lottery win, is markets have largely recovered in the shortest period of time in history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So generally speaking, many people's portfolios will be back up, no damage done, in a very, very short period of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my problem. Well, that's the lottery win. Bang. Now we're back at par. Recovery was so quick. Now, here's what we have to do going forward, and here's what I'm railing on. There's a lot of people that we talked to that were terrified in when the market crash was happening.
Yep.
Okay.
Hundreds of people attended our webinar.
Hundreds. And they were freaked out and scared. And
absolutely.
Fair enough. Okay. Recovered. The language and the conversations are changing. No, I'm okay now. Here's what I'm going to say. To those of you out there that felt that your retirement was at risk or in jeopardy of being damaged or permanently destroyed in that three-month-ago period when markets had tanked, and we fast forward and you haven't changed anything, okay? You've been warned. You've got a lottery ticket win where things have come back. If you were uncomfortable or worried back then and you've not done anything differently,
You've been warned.
You can't complain about it going forward.
It's like a mild heart attack.
Right. Unless you sit there and you tell me we will never have another market correction. There'll be it doesn't have to be a pandemic. Another problem. Never again.
Or every time we do have a correction, it's going to come back at this speed.
Right. It's going to be a historically quick
35% drop. 5 months later, we're all back to normal.
Everything's fine.
I can handle that.
Okay.
If you can guarantee me that, and speaking of guarantees...
Mm.
10 years ago, we started this show,
mm-hmm.
and it was in one of the first shows that we started the show. I said, I guarantee you, this is a guy that manages money. He's actually saying the word guarantee.
Right.
I guarantee you, there's going to be a market crash.
Right.
I didn't say when.
Right.
But I said that it's going to happen
again.
And I'm saying it again. I guarantee you, there's going to be another market crash.
Okay. So here's.
So what do you do?
Well, but here's my frustration. Okay, is. Got this lottery win. We have the ability to change it. The motivation to change is often driven by that fear. And so when you're at your lows, I talked about this last December too. Don't make a change in your portfolio when things are crashing. Adjust for it in preparation for that. So here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are right now. You've been warned.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you were uncomfortable and you haven't made a change going forward, the next one you can't complain about. It is what it is. Okay. But we're going to suggest something here because... It's not good enough just to rail on it. This is about education, okay? And we want to help people.
Let's give them some tips.
Right. So this is about what, let's call it the 360 retirement review.
Beautiful.
All right. So what do we mean by that? It's not, let's start with portfolio, but it's not just about portfolio. 360. So we're going to look all around us.
First, we talk about portfolio.
Right.
The structure of your portfolio that caused that drop that you experienced back in March and April was determined on how you built that portfolio or your advisor built that portfolio with you.
Right.
And if you were freaking out then, if you were uncomfortable, if you were worried about your future base, what have you done differently in the portfolio, in the structure and the discipline to prevent that happening to you again?
Correct. And we're not saying prevent anything from going down, right? We're not saying that. We're just saying if you were uncomfortable and it wasn't what you expected or you didn't feel like this was a good experience, then what have you done differently? What's the strategy? What are you trying to protect against? And what are the realistic expectations going forward?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So portfolio. You got to go and dig in. Start asking the tough questions. Start ripping it apart. Start redesigning, if necessary, for the goals and objectives that you've got.
What's one question our listeners can ask their advisor or themselves if they're a do-it-yourself investor that would trigger that conversation of, is my portfolio right for me?
Well, listen, I want people, and I'm speaking to a very specific group of people. It's those of you that are listening that were distinctly uncomfortable in the fall. So just start there. Was my partner together as a couple, were we distinctly uncomfortable and worried that our retirement was in jeopardy?
Part of the 360 review, when you look all around, we start with portfolio. The next one is, who are the people that work with you to reach your financial and lifestyle goals? And that goes to your advisor and who you're working with. Now, you had a conversation with a listener of our show about their portfolio. What did that listener say to you?
Well, you know, one of the questions I asked this person in conversation was, why are you reaching out to me? Like, why are we having this conversation? And it was a longer answer than this, but the one piece that stuck out in my mind, and I actually wrote it down, was he said, I don't think my advisor is prepared or able to transition me to retirement.
Wow.
So
I've got the wrong advisor.
Well, yeah. I don't have the confidence. Like, the conversation was a long one, but he didn't have the confidence that the person he was working with, who had done a good job, he said, in my life, had done a good job, but wasn't confident that that person was capable and ready to transition their family.
So that's the skill set the advisor needs to have. It's not just building a portfolio.
Right.
It's not just putting some numbers in a financial plan, throwing it at you, saying you're going to be okay. It's the structure. It's, how do you make sure I have income? Where am I going to get my income from? What's the tax implications? How are you going to make sure that I get a steady cash flow when we have another stock market crash?
Right.
Because Faisal's already guaranteed there's going to be one.
Sometime, that's right.
It's going to happen. How are you protecting me? How do you make sure that my health care in the future is taken care of? I have family. I want to pass these assets on. Is the government going to get 48%?
Right.
Like, all these issues that come up that are concerns, is that individual or that advising team that you have, are they the transition experts that you need on your team?
And add to it, you know, think about accountants, lawyers. It's a team. It's a team of,
who's
of
on your
people
team
to help you. Okay.
This is a good 360. So portfolio number one, advising, and your team number two. Who's your third?
Family. So there's so many aspects of this, not just your partner, right? But clearly an important element, right? So many times we talk to families and there's one partner that's sort of more engaged in the finance side than the other partner. Both need to be engaged. You both need to be on the same page. But it goes beyond just the two
finances,
of you, right? And the finances, that's right, because there's family implications.
Dave, do you know how many Canadians are going to be forced into retirement in the next 24 months because of COVID?
We're already seeing it now.
You're seeing packages being sent out. You're seeing severances. People are being let go of their jobs. And now they're at a point in their life where they say, I'm done.
Right.
And if you don't have that conversation with your family, you're not all on the same page. You're going to have some problems.
Or it leads to bigger. So I do a lot of legacy bucket planning for the team, as you know, right? So if your retirement date is now chosen for you, and perhaps that is years before what you thought, what implications might that have on your and your spouse's expectation of being able to support the kids, transition to grandkids, do all of these other things? This is a family conversation well beyond just the borders of your immediate household with you and your spouse.
Yeah, so remember, retirement you can choose or it can choose you. You don't always have the opportunity for you to have the life you want to have and the views that you have. Sometimes things like this pandemic will cause many Canadians to lose their job. Guess what? Retirement just chose you.
Right.
So you have to do a 360 review. This is a material change in your life.
100%.
360 retirement review, that definitely works. Again, the top three things in this 360 review, your portfolio.
So that's structure, strategy, and discipline in your portfolio.
Number two is your advising team.
Right.
Are they the experts to help you transition through, not to retirement, but through retirement?
Right.
There's a different skill set for that. And number three is your family on board.
Right. Have the goals and objectives changed as a result of whatever material change you're
making? Absolutely. You handle all those three at the 360 review.
Right. And this lottery win that we call COVID for investors, then you will be prepared going forward.
You are going to be prepared. So I hope this really helps. If you want more information, if you want to understand this 360 review, reach out to us. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com and hit the contact us button. We'll be more than happy to chat with you about that. Speaking about chatting, talking about the structure, how to bulletproof your retirement, Tuesday, August 25th, 7 p.m., live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.